I'm really happy we were finally talking about this on the program.
Baby
Yoda,
Baby
Yoda, the new Star Wars creature on the Disney Plus show The Mandalorian has become quite the sensation. Fans want their own Baby Yodas. I know I do. But bad news from NPR's Mandalit Del Barco. Disney's official merchandise is not going to be available until after Christmas.
Baby Yoda's debut at the end of The Mandalorian's first episode was a surprise. With big eyes and ears, the tiny green youngling makes small cooing sounds. The creature learns to use the Force, takes naps, and follow its protector, the Mandalorian, who refers to it as the kid. The baby steals the show every time it appears.
Aww, so cute.
Fans of all ages, including my daughter Amaya, are gaga over Baby Yoda. Some have written love songs, like the duo Ice to Ice.
Dear Baby Yoda, what to say to you? You have big eyes, we don't yet know your name. When you came across screen, you cooed, and it broke my heart.
Fans will be heartbroken if they expect a Baby Yoda toy for the holidays. Mattel's 11-inch plush toy of the child, as it's known, won't begin shipping until February. Companies Mattel, Funko, and Buffalo Games are only taking pre-orders for toys and collectibles. Lucasfilm, which produces The Mandalorian, said in a statement that it wanted to keep the new character a surprise. On the red carpet of the show's premiere, writer and director Jon Favreau told Entertainment Tonight he was glad Disney and Lucasfilm held off on releasing any Baby Yoda merchandise.
Because the way the cat usually gets out of the bag with that stuff is merchandising and toy catalogs and things like that. So they really backed us up, but that requires a lot of restraint.
Favreau is correct that once you start getting into the production phase, the designs will come out and people will try and glean spoilers and whatnot.
David Lazarus is the consumer columnist for the Los Angeles Times.
I understand the caution, but nevertheless, that has to be outweighed by the millions that stand to be made from having a very cute, sweet, wonderful, cuddleable Star Wars character in everybody's Christmas stocking. The fact that they didn't anticipate that this was going to be a commercial goldmine is insane, and that they let this opportunity slip away strikes me as sheer madness.
It's reminiscent of 1977, when the original Star Wars movie came out. Toy makers were caught off guard by its popularity. Kenner responded by selling boxes of vouchers to redeem toys months later. Here's an old TV commercial.
R2-D2, Chewbacca, Luke, and Princess Leia. They're the Star Wars Early Bird set of figures. These four action figures are not yet available, but this Star Wars Early Bird certificate package is in stores.
Jon Favreau told Entertainment Tonight he had to wait for his Star Wars figures.
Now, you know what my generation went through, because
yeah,
they didn't have
right.
Star Wars toys available
until
for the
later.
First Christmas. I got a voucher for
Early
Christmas in 77.
Today, some fans can't wait that long. Online, you can find DIY videos demonstrating how to make Baby Yoda Christmas ornaments, crocheted hats, and stuffed dolls.
Today, I'll be showing you how to shape the face for Baby Yoda and how to shape the nose.
And those who don't want a handmade Baby Yoda off Etsy will just have to wait.
Baby, 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 baby Yoda, you're so much cuter when you're not full size.
Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.